for instance, doctors came Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, conducted around like anywhere else you would go to a hospital. Mm-hmm. You had to present the patients like you were at Duke, not somewhere else, so you really got very good training. And in 1960, when I finished, they allowed me to do my fellowship in endocrine, 66 or 67. And while I was a fellow, a visiting group from the National Institutes of Health came and conducted an inspection in Duke Hospital because that was required, I guess, in the law about whatever you spend the government money, somebody has to come back to check to make sure whatever was happening. So that particular morning, the chief of the endocrine division said to me, he says, look, he said, we all got to go to this meeting. I said, oh? He said, yes. So anyway, I was the only black personnel, white, probably about six or seven of us. So we were the first into the meeting with this visiting group. And they asked each of the fellows, the interviewers on that side of the table, and the fellows were all on the opposite side, seven of us. When it got to me, he said to me, so are you enjoying your rotation? I said, no, I am not. He said, what's the problem? I said, they won't let me rotate. They won't let me rotate on the private service. So the doctor was sitting up on his elbow. He sat back. He said, you sell it in? I said, they will not allow me to rotate on a private service. He said, I'll take care of that. That was how we were finished. But now all the fellows said yes. We would agree with Dr. Johnson that either he should be a fellow, normally. So the first question the chief of the endocrine division got when he came in, unexpected, was, why can't Dr. Johnson rotate on the private service? He lost his voice and couldn't talk. No, it's God on his truth. I know we're going to publish that or not, but it's the truth. He lost his voice and he didn't get his voice back for 2 weeks. So my preceptor, Dr. Edward Horton, who had been coming to Lincoln Hospital, he was in the endocrine division, said to me, he said, Chuck, he says, you stay away from the office until our chief gets his voice back. So they didn't get any questions about anything else. So as he got his voice back 2 weeks later, he called me to the office, said, Dr. Johnson, you want to rotate on a private service? I said, I wouldn't have been here if I didn't want to rotate on. Why wouldn't I want to rotate on a private service? Well, unbeknown to him, I had already gone to see the chairman of the Department of Medicine to speak my distaste for what was happening. And he told me, well, I support my chief. I said, well, we're going to find a way to get around all of it. That was my getting around all of it, because they either had to take me or lose the money. They didn't want me, but they didn't want to lose the money. So they decided to take the money.